June 20th, 9 p.m. tour, and that will be with you all night long. So that way, if you want to stay close to me somewhat so you can hear the stories, again, it normally stays with me, but we're going to be creative tonight. All right, so let me show you the cool stuff I'm going to use on my phone. First off, I'm also going to keep an EMF on standby just in case something goes wrong with the EMF. Who has the EMF again? Taylor. All right, so the cool thing about this one is it will actually tell me what's nearby. So if it tells me that there's a cell phone or a computer or just a high electrical cord, it'll tell me those things. If it's dangerous, it'll let me know that as well. At the very top of your evidence page is the list of all the apps I'm going to use tonight. Everybody always asks me. This way I don't have to text that information to you in the morning. The second one is actually going to be... Nope, that's not this one. It's called Ghost Detector. It is also a spirit box. So what this does, and it's not in sync with your spirit box, is it's actually going to give us the list of words right here in the center. So I will tell you whatever the word says, even if I have to interrupt my own story. Say, hey, we got the word building, or mouse, or whatever. Again, 80% of what comes out of this is meant to be a game and a hoax. But I believe, if you guys all notice, every one of you has an electronic device. Nothing here is manual, there's no Ouija boards, there's no compasses, nothing that can be manipulated. Everything is electronic. They're having a good time. So, we already got the word made. So somebody's going to be a little confused on their way back. I will try to connect what is happening around us to your actual tour and the location. However, sometimes I'm just going to say, no, that doesn't make any sense. You're going to get a giant list of words. This is from last night. As you can see, they have well over 150 words in their list. I highlighted for them what was relevant to their tour. We're going to clear that out and start you guys off fresh. And it's going...
Was it good last night?
It was. We had an excellent tour last night. And I honestly, I can't always say that. Some nights are just weaker than others. It just depends on the energy that's out. Last but not least, I'm going to use a reverse spirit box. A reverse spirit box is going to take the FM stations and is going to play them backwards. It's going to sound like complete gibberish to everybody here, but when we are actually meant to hear something, it's going to come through forward motion in a regular word in regular English. There might be some languages that come through we just don't understand, so therefore it's still gibberish. I'm not an interpreter of any type of language, nor am I going to pretend to be. So I'm actually going to walk up and down the aisle here so everybody can get a listen for this. And this is a super great tool for me. It's complete gibberish. You sound like you already know what this is. Have you used one of these before?
No, it sounds like they say about Black Sabbath. Pink Floyd. That's the radio frequencies. And they're going to play that backwards, and if we hear a spirit voice, it's going to play forward.
Exactly.
So we'll be able to differentiate.
Yes. And it is very, very clear. So that's why I'm going to be Tom. When I'm using this guy, Tom's going to follow me around. So that way you guys can hear on your audio.
That'd be cool. I wish you had brought your mask. Where is it? Come down.
In the room.
What?
In the room. Oh, this is going to be on the recording.
The cool thing is I can keep both spirit boxes running at the same time, so all I have to do is turn the volume up and down. All right. Questions, comments, concerns. You guys ready to go hunt some ghosts?
Yes.
All right, you're already at a haunted location. Congratulations.
I figured.
This used to be called Kane Rumbar, but before that, it was called Big John's. Big John's was named after a football player that lived here in town. Don't ask me what team. I'm not a sports person. But Big John used to sit in the back of the bar. And we actually had the Citadels close by, and the cadets would come down for a drink after they were done training. And Big John would nod off to the bartender if they were of age enough. You just tell him yes or no. Well, one night he pissed off two guys, and they weren't of age, so they left. The next night they come, and they steal the cash register from the front of the bar. Are you getting stuff already?
We have stuff's coming through.
Nice. That's good.
what do I do?
So Big John, after they steal the cash register, takes out his gun, and he takes one out. The bullet hole is still in the front of the building. If you're sitting in the front of this bar, when it's actually open, it's no longer a bar, it is said that you'll get a little dizzy, disoriented, those kind of things. So it just doesn't make you feel great. We'll just say that. So last night, I gave out this warning, like I do every night, and last night was probably the first time in a while that it's actually happened. I give you that story about Big John and the disorientation. It's because not everybody can handle paranormal stuff and EMF and those kind of things. If anybody feels dizzy, stomach ache, anything of that nature, you need to speak up.
I almost tripped into her a second ago. Did you see me do that?
Uh-uh. Are you dizzy?
I was like going like this, and I like stopped. No, but I almost tripped over into
it. I saw you.
You saw it, didn't you?
Yeah.
I swear, I don't drink. I haven't been drinking.
Oh, yeah. You have a headache.
I do?
Yeah, you're at one.
That is weird, yeah.
Okay,
I'm not
well,
dizzy. I was tripping.
It's going to affect you to the point where things may seem a little hazy. Again, anybody, speak up. Last night it actually happened. Somebody got a heavy feeling in their chest. We actually had to stop the tour, get him out of that area pretty quickly. It was just a little too much for him. It happens. Okay, so don't be afraid. Even if you have the slightest little thing, I don't mind. I know how it's going to affect me every single night. I do this for a living. But if I got the word safe, so somebody's telling us we're actually going to be okay. But at the same token, you guys, if I feel uncomfortable about a specific area and I'm not feeling well, I will say we need to go now. And that's when we need to go. Is that fair?
Yep.
All right. So the other thing is, you guys all probably heard, that at least those of you that took tours today, about the big earthquake of 1886. This is where the first death occurred. So the mantle that's on the side of the building also wraps around the front. A piece of the mantle then broke, struck somebody in the head. This goes to set the scene on East Bay Street. I don't know his name. There's no record of it. I can't find it. But Paul, the previous owner that used to run Kane Rum Bar, actually has stories about seeing that ghost. So, he also used to talk to Big John almost on a nightly basis, and things would move around. So, all right, guys, we're actually going to head down this way. So,
you're holding the stone at the top of the
room. Okay, you want yours to go nuts, Tay.
Mine was...
You want all the colors? Do all the colors go crazy, or just that one?
Oh,
when you're using those lasers. So where are my grid pen people? So the red box and the green.
Her thing went crazy back there for a bit.
The light?
Yeah.
Nice. Near that front window?
No, the side door.
It's not going to be near the side door. So anything by that area, there's an electrical box very close to it. So
yeah, it was by the electrical box.
So you're going to get stuff from there. So those of you with those green lasers and the red laser, you're going to start pointing straight down, and you're going to slowly move out until you can still see the dots and the squares, but you're not going to go into any windows, any cars, or anything else that's moving nearby. We're not to disrupt the city of Charleston. Not to mention, I'll probably walk away in handcuffs. The cops do not like my lasers. And the same thing with the thermometer. So you need to be careful with that too. Your yellow thermometer. So guys, this is a great teach and train session. First off, this place is completely haunted. I don't really have a true story here, other than the fact that this is the same red barn that holds the horses for the carriage rides, and this is the same red barn where they had the horses that delivered milk to the turtles. So they didn't get any okay, so the scary stuff that I have out here is from these boards, and it's by all stuff that you guys find. So whenever we get to an area, this is where I kind of bounce around and make sure everybody knows what they're doing. So thermal camera, very slow sweeps, Jacob, all the way across. We're going to just walk around and get slow sweeps. Well, not yet. Spirit box is super active here. I'm also going to be using my reverse spirit box here. I get all kinds of things. I can have cool conversations with folks if I'm lucky. New thermometers. It's a great place to kind of just gauge temperatures and see where we're at. Again, keep the laser out of the windows, all of them. But your ambient thermometer, your light's going to go off. So there's a button on the face of it, bottom right. You turn it off and then back on again. That's going to be a constant thing for you all night long. Let's see, who else we have? EMF, we basically need to be following you. So wherever you are going crazy here, if and when it does happen, this place is only let me down one time. That's where the action's going to be. And you're already getting a couple of blips. All right. Guys, let's explore a little bit. Let's see what we can find. I'm going to turn on my spirit box. You guys, shout out whatever you hear. That way, Tom can catch it on the audio. You guys are the only ones that can hear that. So, So he's got to know what it is. Everybody else can hear it later on.
She's got activity, she's got activity, she's saying over here.
So, what are your questions?
Dang it! Why don't you use the lasers?
Are there any spirits right now? Are there any spirits with us right now? Do you remember Big John?
I got. So, did you guys have that the two grid pens together by chance? Like the red and the green?
On top of each other?
Did you already do that?
No.
Okay, because I got the color blue.
Okay.
And red and green make blue. So I didn't know if you guys can cross them.
Nope.
And maybe that's the way it kind of came up. Okay, but I did get the word blue. Again, it could be relevant to our next area, but we'll see how that's going to go. All right, so you guys can also ask questions. When you guys are asking questions, stay away from yes or no's and give the entity time to answer. You can ask the same question several times, but give them a good 2 to 3 minutes to try to come through. They might be stirring up the energy to ask one or answer one question for you, and you've already asked three more. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Can we ask something too?
You can. She's like, I'm following you guys.
Danny, are you here with us tonight?
Oh my god.
My favorite color is blue.
Okay.
There's something over here.
Birds and butterflies.
What kind of birds?
Cardinals and dark black butterflies, like black butterflies with a little bit of blue.
Okay.
Like all the time.
Usually people wait until something comes through that might actually trigger it. You kind of preempted it, but that's okay.
I've been asking them to come all night.
Huh? Okay.
Don't pee your pants.
You just got that on the recorder.
I got a hello.
Hello.
Get a female voice.
Is it you?
A little bit of a breeze that comes through.
What happened to you?
You see anything?
Nope.
Yes.
She's had a lot of lights going crazy over there. Like a lot of them. They're all lighting up a lot.
Are we going to reds? Are we going to oranges?
It was going to reds.
Yeah, right there.
Right here. Right here.
Alright, so if we actually have somebody here, can you step away from this device? No, not you. I need you to hold it still.
Sorry.
Sorry. See, they're already stepping back. Decapitated is the word I got.
Because he asked what happened to you, right? Yeah. Decapitated?
That's the word that popped up a bit ago?
I got decapitated and then the name Emma.
We just asked what happened to you here.
And? Oh, you asked and it came up here.
Yeah.
So this past week, I've been asking questions and they've been coming up over there. So it's been, like, that's just the reverse effect. So it's interesting that that actually happened.
It's red right here.
It's red right there.
Hey, he just I just heard she died.
She died?
She died. A guy's horse.
Who died?
So, who was Emma?
She died.
That just said Emma.
Yeah, just said
it just
Emma.
Said Emma.
Go, and you're going to have to find us.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh my God, it's going to chill you.
Yeah, I did too.
This is exciting.
Emma.
Who was Emma?
I just heard Emma again. Yeah, I think you're a kid.
How old were you, Emma?
No, you didn't.
Have you seen any white in that?
Yeah.
Nothing?
How old was Emma?
Tell me that you're here. Daddy, you're here. Show me that you're here.
I don't think
he's here. I feel him.
Why would he say decapitated?
Mm-mm. There's more than one.
There's a male and a female, and the male said decapitated.
The word blue. Yeah. Grandma's favorite color.
Come back here.
Yeah, we're supposed to follow you, so go try different areas.
How old was Emma? Can you give us a number? Dying in Draper's Alley over there? Did she live over there? Draper's Alley.
Horses.
Will it?
Did he take off? Did he take off?
No, he had to go to the bathroom. So he has pants.
Stop saying.
Oh, look at Talon's. That's good, right there.
Is your tree or train? I mean, your dad is a train. Is that a tree?
Anything with the camera over here? That's a good one, Tay. Look at that. It's Daddy. Daddy's here with us.
It'll stay on the screen.
Oh, will it?
Yeah. That was something. It's a problem without me having the audio on. Because I usually keep it very close to that.
Thank you, Daddy, for coming.
See, when you asked about Draper's Alley over there, I thought I heard it, but I was like, I don't know. I feel like I'm psyching myself out.
Most people do. You still got reds over there?
Yeah, in this area.
Can you step away from that device to make it go to green?
Daddy, step away from that device if it's you.
Okay, keep it still. Get it to red again, where your red spot was. Can you step away from this device?
Daddy, step away. Keep going.
Gotta step away from it.
What was their job? They're not wanting to step away.
Step away, baby. It's okay.
Let's follow them.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Let's
have you move up this way, Taylor.
I'm gonna
see, yeah, I want you to kind of just walk up this way and see how far we can. Watch the car, everybody. The bike.
What year did Emma die?
Cameron. Does that mean anything to anybody?
Cameron?
No, nope. Cameron. Hey.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's spelled a little different.
With a Y?
Yeah.
Let's see if there's anything down. Nothing? I want to make sure it's not picking up those fans. Nick, it wouldn't be picking up the electricity from the fans, would it?
It's not going to, like, the fans aren't that close.
Okay.
So we would literally have to have that thing right on the building in order to find the line.
Yep.
You
okay.
Know, electricians would use that gadget to,
okay.
Like, find active lines. They got overseas. So I'm guessing we missed something either on the camera or on the audio. So it might be something we're going to have to listen to. All right. We're good time. Alright, so guys, we're gonna actually head on to the next spot. You guys have been pretty quiet, which means things are starting to calm down. I know yours is going crazy right now, but nobody's gathering enough energy to actually come through the other spirit boxes. Especially since the words I'm getting aren't making any sense. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so
first time, did you lose it?
He went to the bathroom, he's back.
Hopefully he didn't record that.
I have it.
Okay, I gotcha. Alright, so let's keep those lasers kind of put away for a few minutes.
Daddy left. He was here.
Really?
Yep. I felt him.
Wow.
I asked him to come. I really asked him. Taylor had tons of activity.
Really?
And we heard Emma. Emma got decapitated. Do we know how old or how or anything else? What's that?
The same voice exactly.
He said to turn the lasers off. All the cars and whatnot. He has to look up Emma. He says we possibly won't try as much because none of the words are.
Another parking lot, I know, but if I were to actually have a grand finale, this would be it. So this is the Eliza and Charles Pinckney Mansion site. The cool thing about this is it actually deals a lot with our Charleston history, so a lot of this is going to make sense to you from some of the tours you took earlier. So Charles and his son Charles Cotesworth were signers of the Constitution. This is where they lived.
Oh wow.
Now his wife, Eliza Lucas Pinckney, was a little bit more of a better story. So it's great that Charles and his son signed the Constitution. I'm proud of that fact. But Eliza's story goes a little bit deeper. So she married Charles to stay here in the States. Her dad was sick over in England. He wanted her home. She said no, so she married Charles. Big age difference. So dad got better. They made amends. And dad started sending over plants. We're talking like 1700s, 1750s. So he started sending over all these plants because Eliza is a botanist. The indigo plants that y'all heard about, did you guys all hear about indigo plants on your tours?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They started right where you're standing. Her first garden would have been right aligned with this blue dumpster right here. So the mansion in the front, then the garden, and then the slave homes in the back. So she wasn't only the person that just planted it and started that cash crop for Charleston. She was also the businesswoman that sold it overseas. We're talking colonial period times where women did not have a place in business. So that's why she is so significant here. There's lots of cool fun facts that I've actually, I got the word science, botany is a science, but there's all kinds of things that we can ask Eliza, like because she's known as Eliza Lucas, there's a reason for that. Charles's wife before her was also named Eliza.
Oh gosh.
So you can ask Eliza how many wives did Charles have named Eliza? And she'll give you a number. They had 5 children. I don't remember all their names because I'm kind of a jerk like that. But we're looking for names Charles, Thomas, Harriet, and I cannot remember the other 2. But those 3 specific names, if they come through, it's awesome. That means she brought one of her kids with her. It's happened before. Her husband likes this. She just gave me the word silent. She'll tell me her name. She'll say hi to Nick. Like, she says very specific things. So you can ask her pretty much whatever you want between me, Brian, and Kelsey back there, and we can see what we can come up with. But again, give them time to answer. Our light flashing back there. A lot of times we'll go in sync with the EMF detector to kind of show you how much energy is here. Sometimes it's flickering really fast. Other times it's not flickering at all. Sometimes it's slow. Sometimes it's on full blast. Tonight, we got a little bit of a flicker. So, Taylan, if you can actually step right there in front of Stephen and Jake and hold it up so we can all see the light, it will go in sync within 2 frames if you were going to do it frame by frame. It's damn close. So how much that flickering will go through. So,
what should we ask him? Let's ask him some questions.
Well, I just gave you like 5, so you can ask.
Eliza, what child did you bring tonight?
Turn up mine. You can ask what her flavor plants are. She'll tell you. What color were they? We got the color blue earlier.
Indigo blue.
Indigo blue. So indigo, for those of you that don't know, is blue dye. It's what makes your blue jeans blue. We still use it today. It just doesn't come from Charleston. I got the word strain. So lasers, we can go, but don't go above the wall because there's other businesses and things like that. But we can explore, guys. Just watch cars coming in because this is a parking lot. I just got the word place. Place. So, Tom, you need to either be following Carl
and
me or
place. This just said placeable.
Did it really?
It said place. It said place.
Yeah. So we're getting a lot of identical stuff. Like usually it's different. So this is good that it's actually in sync. So I'm actually going to separate from you. So if you want to stay with them to maybe kind of capture some of that. And then,
you're
going to follow me?
Okay, all right. Yep, I will.
All right, so because that has audio, I want you to kind of stick close to me. That way we get audio from both cameras. Does that make sense? All right. So
we have a lot over here.
We're going to get a lot all over. This place has only disappointed me twice, where we didn't have any EMFs whatsoever and no activity. Again, been doing this a year. I got the word louder. So did everybody hear me? So I just shout louder.
Yep.
Did you have?
So a lot of times, guys, like in the morning when I bring up all your data and look at it as a whole, that's when it can start really making sense. So right now, I'm getting random work.
How many kids did you have? How many children did you have?
No, it's going to go right through. Yeah, it's going to be above the grid, so it's going to be very quick. So that's basically what you're going to be looking at. Yep, that's it. I do the smoke test, and you guys can all get a gist of, like, those green streaks. If there's something going to go by, it's going to be very fast. Eliza.
Eliza, what happened to your home here? Do you have a son named Ed that was like the fifth born?
Say again?
Do you have a son named Ed possibly that was like the fifth born?
I don't know that he's Ed.
Edward.
Where we were, but it is a little cooler over here, so you need to get a base temperature. All right, so we got Charles, Thomas, Harriet, George, and George. No, we got the word broken. So you guys feel that breeze and it's making things cooler over here versus over there? Where my lights here?
Eliza, what are you doing?
Eliza, where would I be if your house was here?
Yeah.
Can you tell me where I'd be if your house was still here?
Okay.
Eliza, I know I have a large group tonight. Can you at least speak to me?
Eliza, what happened to your house? It's not here anymore.
How's she done?
I'm waiting to see if the response is going to come out over there. I know what happened to the house.
So we asked that earlier and nothing came up.
What happened to the bank?
Eliza, can you tell us what happened to the house? Your beautiful mansion right here on East Bay Street.
Yeah, shake of that. It's pretty cool. Yeah. What's that?
Heard a clear work.
Work?
Work. It's the male voice, though.
Taylan, you're still pretty active, right?
I'm active wherever I go, really. Like, I hit red everywhere.
What happened to your house, Eliza?
Guys, the thing that sucks about this site is they're about to put a commercial hotel here, and they're not going to do an archaeological base. So we're not going to have all of the stuff that could have been here from the Pinkneys or learn more about our home. So I did ask, where am I standing? I was looking for, like, foyer because I was lined up with the gate to see where the foyer would have been.
That's what I thought,
too. I asked her where the kitchen was.
Eliza, what do you feel about what happened to your home?
Yeah, you guys were metal detecting earlier, weren't you?
Parking
no wonder you're thinking that
way. Ran us off, though.
You guys find any differences in temperature? No?
Besides over there.
Okay. And don't forget, guys, Tom is holding an audio recorder. He could be speaking to that, and we just can't hear it. So again, there's many ways for her to communicate with us right now. Eliza, who else is here with you? Pretty close to, I got different voices coming through, so I just want your audio to pick it up. Eliza, who else is here with you?
Eliza, what is your favorite flower?
Come on, Eliza, give us one more word.
Eliza, what was your favorite flower?
Centaurs. All right, Eliza, I'm going to move the group on. Can you say goodbye?
Eliza,
listening for a goodbye or
something? The car went by. She just asked, what was your favorite flower about a minute ago, and you heard lavender.
Well, I also get the word jasmine. I've had that twice when I've asked that question before. So she just must love everything. Like it's all of those very colorful type of plants.
Because of what she did, who she was.
Right.
Wow, that's amazing.
He said that. I called
Eliza, I gotta move the group on. Can you say goodnight?
What was your favorite
flower? Or goodbye?
She died in the fire?
No. She actually died in Philadelphia. She's not even buried here. She just loves her home.
Eliza, do you like Philly?
Did you like what?
Do you like Philly? I'm from outside Philly, so.
Yeah, so the end of it, the French file, just turn it.
Do you like pretty cool, like,
no. Yep. That's why I got the red one, because it just has a toggle switch.
Eliza, do you like jasmine or lavender?
All right. So I think things have either calmed down or she's just not gathering up enough energy. So, guys, we're going to walk a few blocks to get to our next location. The lasers, please keep them off. We're going to be on East Bay Street. By all means, if you want to keep listening, keep videoing, because you never know where we're going to catch things. So, again, we're going to walk a couple of blocks. Your EMF, Taylan, where are you?
I'm right here, sorry.
All right, so your EMF's going to go crazy because of the crosswalks and those kind of things. You can pretty much ignore it. It's going to do that the whole way down. And you're probably going to, if you watch it, you'll be able to see where the actual patterns and rhythms come from that I was talking about earlier. So that way you can kind of see, like, what you're not getting excited about.
All right.
Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, let's head on.
Bye, Eliza.
Bye, girlfriend.
Sounds like an amazing woman. And very strong-willed against her father, which she didn't want to mention. Careful.
Mm-hmm.
look up Eliza Lucas. A picture of the home.
It's not his.
what else was it?
This is all
looking for goats?
Yeah.
Do we have any?
We don't have any in our building?
I don't think so.
So
we have some in here.
That's so far.
Alright, let's gather around.
Nick hasn't said anything because we asked his questions.
So this is where I let you guys kind of catch up. And I give you guys like the words I got on the way here. So I got the words can, girl, word, birth, dispute. So we got five words on the way over here. Did you happen to hear anything? Please clear box again. I don't usually get a ton of activity on the way there. So guys, this is Lodge Alley. This is one of the oldest streets in Charleston. Okay, so people actually used to live on this street. So lately, I used to tell one of my stories from when I was doing my thing with the psychic, but lately, because I've been learning more and more about this alley, I just kind of like to hang out here for a few minutes, see what you guys listen for, see if I get specific names. I actually have the full roster of names of people that used to live on this street and what they did for a living. So we had mariners, we had cooks, we had all kinds of people that lived on this street. So in the event we actually get a name, like I'm going to change up my routine so you guys are kind of on my practice session of me learning more about Lodge Alley. So also keep in mind, this is where the Masons used to meet. So on a nice cool night in Charleston, they would meet right here in the middle of the street before it was a residential area and kind of see, like they would talk business because this was a cool night for Charleston. And even though it's humid for us, those of you Floridians are probably not too bad. But this is a cool night where I'm not sweating my tail off all night. So behind you guys, we also have Lodge Alley. The Lodge Alley Inn. Oh, you're good. It is one of those like blue green timeshare type places. But every hotel around here has their own ghost stories, and Lodge Alley Inn is no different. There's no specific story that goes along with it, but they do get full apparitions in there in specific rooms. So. Again, with the video, we never know what we're going to catch, and I'm going to actually probably focus on Lodge Alley for you specifically. Last night's tour, we had another area that was super active. I'm not getting other words here. I see that you guys are pretty quiet. Your EMF is random. Everybody see how steady that is on the second dot? That's what we don't see. That's coming from the building behind us. It's radiating enough electromagnetic field for that to say, I'm going to stay right here. Okay, so don't get excited about something. But guys, if you ever want to read those psychic stories that I did, it's all in the blog. That's what I started it off with. And then we'll have a direct link to it after the tour. And there's a lot of really cool stuff. So if you don't believe in psychics, he's the only one I've ever truly believed in. Because he has proven time and time again with dates, names, weird phrases, those kind of things. Where he does automatic writing. Does anybody know what automatic writing is? Automatic writing is if you and I were having a conversation, my hand would be doing this and not saying anything that's coming out of the words of my mouth. Like, it would have a whole different story. It might say brick or alley or hotel or whatever. He's coming up with all kinds of different phrases. And I put the pictures of all his automatic ratings to each case on the blog, so that way it would do a verification. And I didn't tell him anything. Amazing.
It's like they lived on the street, or like they lived up there.
They lived on the street. They had jobs. Came here and met, but the people that lived on the street, like this building wouldn't have been here. This is obviously new or the way it is, the structure of it. This building on this side of the street would have been houses. So, these are actually different types of bricks too, I'm sure you'll notice. Guys, we're going to actually walk through here, but at the end of this particular alley is residential. Tour guides are not allowed to do tour guiding things, so we're going to be 12 people, 12 friends, go something. We're going to go up here and we're going to make a right. I'm going to actually pull up a flashlight on my phone. And please continue to listen and obviously keep continuing to video so that way we can capture anything else.
I want to talk to Eliza.
then I'll see.
Asked, what do you think about Carlton now? And it said hatred.
So, gather up. Right after, we had a riot here on May 30th, and I was running this ghost run.
Yep, that's why she said that. I knew that.
Right after that, I want to say 2 nights after that, if you go through the evidence, it actually all points to the riot and how the spirits felt about it. Like, there was very angry terms on there. Terms like growl, go away. It was just all pointing towards what's been happening down here lately. Now, things have obviously gotten very peaceful over the past couple of days. I'm sure you guys all heard about the Calhoun Monument and then the square. But it's actually got a fence around it now. So if you haven't been over there, it's got a fence around it to protect it. They destroyed the like, you guys are bad.
Everything's boarded up.
Yeah.
It looks horrible.
Oh, look at the little baby.
The doctor last found out about that.
Oh, nice night trip.
Those whistling doctors are always important to be around town.
I knew that that's...
Right over there, yeah.
I knew that I was going to say that.
I was thinking about asking him, right when he did, asking what they thought of the race war, race riots here. I was literally thinking that when that came up. There seem to be very peaceful spirits here. It's recording its own voice. Oh my god. Yeah.
We're actually going to talk about Boston for just a second, and we'll get back to Philly. So we'll talk about that evidence that you guys got when we're back in that alley. So bring your camera over here. So, guys, this is Boston's restaurant. Boston's restaurant hasn't been inhabited since 2015 because it's completely haunted.
Awesome.
The doors don't stay locked. Nobody lives in it. No.
because behind it is residential, so we stay on this side. So what you're looking for on that camera, you want the windows to turn blue. This is where I caught the streak last night, and I could not explain. There was a car passing by, but the streak going this way was a heck of a lot quicker than the car passing by, so there's no way it was a reflection of light. So thermal imaging cameras cannot see through windows. They can see through a trash bag, but they cannot see through pure glass. Don't know what the science is behind that. That was one of the reasons why I got it, because I wanted to be able to capture shadows and things like that you can actually see in this building. So she's getting us a quick sweep of the building. We'll move on. If I were to ever open up a shop, that's where it would be. Because I would have the shop at the bottom and then run out the top with all your equipment with each room as a haunted room. So kind of the same thing.
No idea why it's haunted.
There's no story that says why it's haunted. The building's honestly not even that old. The building was put there in like 1990. Like it's not old at all. But things love to move around in there. Things stack up. The doors don't stay shut. There was a mirror that fell.
Was it haunted when the first owners per se were in there? You don't know? So like there's no records of anything.
The only things I know of is when it was boxes. And the story is a waitress was closing up one night, heard a big bang. There was a mirror that fell in one of the bathrooms, but it never broke. There's actually a picture of it on Facebook somewhere that I actually attached to somebody else's because we actually had the word mirror come up. But I just got the phrase not correct.
Oh.
So I don't know what I'm missing, but whatever I just said was not correct. So something in one of those facts is not true. However, my daughter catches little shadows in the middle of the night. And the reason why I even looked at the thermal imaging from the video from last night is because she caught like a green, bluish dot on that second story far right window. And I was like, let me look at the video from when we were over there, and that's when I seen the streak run by something. That makes sense.
So where's the light?
I have no idea. And there's nobody in there. One night I was here, the front window downstairs was open. Like the restaurant window. No idea why. Shouldn't be anybody.
What was the
name
of it? Bocce's.
I'm sorry?
You said the door doesn't lock?
Yeah, they won't stay shut. So if you lock it, the next morning you come back in, they're open.
So does somebody go by?
I doubt that it's an outside door. I'm talking all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It'll go off. Okay. So you assume they say, what was the name of that? The presence of Bocce said Bocce.
Yeah. Are you hearing that too, though?
Yeah, yeah.
This is good stuff, guys. This is a lot of stuff. Finally, just gonna around.
Be bad.
Why can't we come into Bocce's?
Said no?
No. You hear that?
I heard that.
I heard that.
Hey, just ask, why can't we come into Bocce's? No. Like clear as day.
Yep. You got the word cult.
You got the word cult, you said. Do you need...
Should we come into Bocce's and help you?
What happened at Bocce's?
Oh, sorry.
Right. There's like one right.
Thanks, man. I feel like I owe you money now.
You got it?
To me?
Yeah.
Of course.
So clear.
What did it say now?
It said Jesus when he walked by.
Uh-huh.
And then it said no priest.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
When he said
Jesus and the thing said no priest.
No,
when that
just when he walked by.
Yeah.
And it was talking to
him.
And that said no priest.
I want to look in that window.
He did look like Jesus.
You can't go across the street.
Show yourself. I've been asking him.
want to be a spirit.
Mister? What is your name?
I got Mr. Wee.
See if it lights up over there.
I come in.
I'm getting in trouble.
Alright, now let me go.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, we were just friends.
Who's in that building? Talk to us.
I heard Mr.
Yeah. Yeah. Mustache.
Alright, let's sneak along the board. First off, you all should know my competitors do not like me.
Here.
Because I do things a little differently than they do. So I try to let them have their space. In the event they actually move or we can get closer to the graveyard, we'll go. But I'm going to give you the quick stories here. Because I don't always give you, like, their big elaborate story.
What about the church? Is there anything that doesn't make up?
Who took the ghost tours again?
What?
Did you guys hear about St. Phillips and Susan Howard Harding?
It doesn't work.
They did too.
You're going to remember now. Alright, who's got the video? Just make sure you're catching all this so everybody can hear these really cool stories. Alright, so first off, up by the graveyard there's a sign. It says there's no ghost here but the Holy Ghost. There's a reason for that. So, Susan Howard Hardy in 1888 died 10 days after her stillborn child. 1988, 100 years later, a photographer comes to town, points his camera inside our cemeteries and starts taking pictures all over. He captures a full apparition. It's a woman with a shawl over her shoulders, and there's a bassinet, like a basket next to her. So, I don't show this picture for two reasons. First off, I'm very superstitious, as I'm sure you all can imagine, with doing this for a living. It says a woman that is holding the picture for her wife. It's very interesting. Anybody, a female that's holding the picture starts to feel that disoriented feeling I was telling you about earlier. Any woman that's holding the picture that is pregnant will not have a good pregnancy. I'm not cursing my own tools. So, if you want to look that up, Susan Howard Hardy. Look it up on your computer.
It's a lady. She's got her back turned. She's got her gray.
Yep. You can see it plain as day. Now, we're talking 1988, folks. We didn't have cell phones the way we do now. We didn't have Photoshop. So he had to send this picture off to Kodak to get it debunked. Kodak could not debunk the picture.
Okay.
So normally what I like to do up there is I like to get the grid pens and that laser grid in the cemetery and see if we capture anything. Have I cut anything yet?
That's her.
Who knows? One of these nights a point.
Punched over.
The mail looks at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
What about
you can look at it, just don't hold it.
Yeah.
What about women that don't like
in the cemetery?
Yeah.
So that side is closed anyway.
The picture they got
so,
of her.
Again, I have these because that side of it is closed. I don't even know exactly where it is.
Where is that sign since there's no ghosts?
It's right on the fence that we can't get to right now because there's another tour there. Because
I am.
Okay.
Well, congratulations.
So we're going to keep you away from that area. Fair enough, everybody?
Yeah.
So there's a couple more stories that attach here. First off, if you are staying here for the next couple of days, spend the extra $5 to $8 and go visit the Powder Magazine. It is haunted, allegedly. I'm going to say no. Every time I've been there, I get nothing. I take all my gadgets, gizmos. It's beautiful, but it is one of the original buildings of Charleston. It is, on paper, the oldest building we have.
It says COVID here, so stay away from it. There's a sign that we saw today. It said COVID here.
On Powder Magazine?
Yeah, right.
That's the C-19 Explosive Museum?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. There's a gate right there, and there's a big sign.
Fair enough.
So stay away. All right.
So don't go there.
What was the picture again?
Oh, Susan Howard Hardy?
Sue. You might even come up with Sue Howard Hardy. All right, so anyway, it is the oldest building we have on record. I will argue that the Pink House is older by 1 year, but there's no record of it. But it is haunted. So there's three points of reference right here, guys. So obviously you see the big steeple. That's St. Philip's Church. If you don't know that already, I'm sure you all do.
Is that your haunted church?
Across the street is where Calhoun is buried. But right past that side of the cemetery is the Pirate House. That's where Blackbeard's men used to come off the ships, and they would stay and have a drink, so forth and so on. One block past
past the Pirate House. By the way, the Pirate House is residential. Somebody lives there. Don't go poking around. Okay.
What
one block past that is Dock Street Theater, one of the top 10 haunted locations in America. I don't capture anything in there, but I can't reach the wood that I believe makes the place haunted. However, the stories go a little something like this. Nettie Dickerson worked here at the church. She was past the marrying age of 17. She was 23 years old. Nobody wanted her. Yeah, right? So Dock Street Theater was a theater at first, and it turned into a hotel that had prostitution. This was during that time that it was a hotel. Then we turned it back into the theater that we know now. But anyway, so she goes down there, she puts on her best red dress. She becomes a lady of the night. I got youngins here. I need to make things nice and friendly.
Clean.
Clean. So anyway, where was I? She's still not happy. Yeah, she's still not happy. So she goes up onto the second floor balcony, and she looks back at the church. And you can't see the church from the second floor balcony.
It's like crushed.
Crushed?
Crushed.
Okay. I also got the words believe him, so y'all need to be listening up. So at any rate, so the priest goes down there one night to talk to her out on the balcony about coming back to the church, because she still just wasn't happy. Storm rolls in, lightning strikes the wrought iron banister that she's leaning on, and strikes her bed. However, her ghost is said to be seen from the knees up only. Why is that? So when we changed it back into the theater that we know now, we raised the first floor ceiling. She's walking on the floor that she knows. So you can only see her from the knees up. Does that make sense to everybody?
Not really.
That's why I like to do the little demonstration. So, last ghost that's at Dock Street Theater is Junius Booth, father of John Wilkes Booth, who shot Lincoln in a theater. Junius was just one of those actors that came through Charleston at all the time, because that's what actors did. They didn't go on the film, so he didn't have it yet. So, actors traveled. He's not buried here, he didn't die here, it is just that he is seen here from time to time. Now, I haven't seen either one of those two ghosts myself, and I've been there several times. You can actually take a daytime tour yourself. You don't have to pay anything, you just walk in. I walk in with my EMF, and I'm good to go. I go check things out. I see what's happening. I even take a couple of the gadgets. Now, there's wood in there from another mansion near where we started in the Radcliffe Room neighborhood. I believe that the wood from there is what makes it haunted. It's the doors that lead into the main floor that came from that mansion. And then there's the chair rail on the balcony. I can't reach it because it's 12 feet in the air. So I can't see if there's actually any EMF coming from it. But wood, to me, is part of nature and carries spiritual activity with it. So Charleston likes to recycle everything. So when something burns down, we salvage what we can and move it somewhere else. So,
there we have it.
They're all still there.
Do you have any spirit ghosts that go into animals, living creatures, birds, the butterflies, any of that, then in here, or is it in buildings?
Most of it's in buildings. You're going to get a lot of pirate stories when you're going around too, but I don't know of any animal stories here. Alright, so I do definitely want to keep Kelsey away from the cemetery. I don't want to go up near that area if everybody's
cool. Yeah.
No, well, it's crowded up there anyway. So we're going to head back to Philadelphia Alley, where you guys were kind of hearing the story from the carriage ride, and you're going to get the gist of that story down there. There's a lot of cool stuff down there. You recognize about it too. So let's head back down this way.
Cannonballs in that steeple back there.
The only cannonball I know that's actually inside of anything is the Calhoun Monument. There's a cannonball like melted into it.
Oh, really?
From the.
Where is it at?
That's in Marion Square.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Marion Square.
110 feet in the air, you can't miss it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Melted into it.
How about any spirits or ghosts around here from the wars?
Not going to get a whole lot of war stories here. I know that we've been involved with a lot of them.
Yeah.
Guys, this is a great picture spot. Again, I'm going to stop if anybody wants the empty alley as a picture.
You
got the specialist.
What's that?
We got the specialist.
Oh,
right there.
Nice. I don't know what it means or what it's referring to. Unless you're talking about one of us. One of us may have a career that the only person who knows know about them. This is probably the most peaceful place in all of California. So, after the glory is during the daytime and at night. So,
we'll
essentially right now,
one, two, three.
I like your spot here.
It's a perfect spot.
It's a perfect spot.
Nice. Thank you. Right.
Any other pictures? Did you want to grab one quick?
This would be for a little bit further.
Awesome. Alright, let's go a little bit forward. Beyond. So far, is this what you guys thought it was going to be?
I like it.
Good deal.
That's real.
Good deal. Watch, we got somebody coming through. Sorry, guys. Hunting ghosts. Don't mind them. Yeah, nice. Good deal. All right. Everybody kind of gather around because this is a hot spot for other tours, too. Guys, this is every other ghost tour's big finale. So I'm going to give you the gist of the story in about 4 minutes, and then we're going to let Brian tell us what he captured on his, when we passed this the first time. So, I did get that right. Brian, right?
Yep.
Okay. I told you, I'm horrible with names. Provoke. I'm not provoking anybody tonight. All right. So, guys, this is Philadelphia Alley now. But before that, it was called Dueler's Alley. And before that, it was called Cow Alley. Because this is where they kept the livestock. So the big story comes from when it was Dueler's Alley. Dueler's, this was take 20 paces, turn and shoot, kind of duels. Everybody tells this one story, and it's a big thing, but I'm going to summarize it for you in about 4 minutes. And keep in mind, hundreds if not thousands of duels occurred here. Why we only tell this one story, I don't know, but it's a great one. So the gate behind me is where the loser of the duel would go to go straight to his grave. St. Philip Cemetery is right next to this little plot of land right here. So the person who died would literally be picked up by his friends and family and taken to his grave, and then he'd go have a fight somewhere. That's just how the way of life was back here. Yes, it's sad, because that's the word I just thought of. So, Dr. Joseph Brown Ladd, he moved down here. Do you remember what state? I can never remember what state. Was it Jersey? Okay. So I've been telling it right all the time. So he came down here from New Jersey because he was supposed to get married. His fiance just inherited a bunch of money from her deceased parents, and the lawyer said, no, you need to go finish your studies and start your practice. So he comes to Charleston. The coachman drops him off somewhere where he would have been robbed and killed. Not a good deal. But somebody passing by said, you don't want to stay here, sir. Let me take you somewhere else. He takes him over to 59 Church Street, 1.4 miles from where you stand right now. It's a beautiful home. There is activity there. It's residential. I can't take you. So 59 Church Street if you want to check that out. Anyway, the two guys become friends. The passerby's name was Ralph Isaacs. I can tell you that because the name Isaac has come by. I've had the word medicine, PhD, all of those things. So Ralph Isaacs was your standard old Charlestonian, and the doctor finishes his studies, starts his practice. He's moving up in the hierarchy of Charleston. Okay, so he's a pretty happy guy. He's known as the Whistling Doctor. You Google the Whistling Doctor, this is what you're going to hear and read. So, the two love to go to plays together.
I'm so sorry.
You're good. The two used to go to plays together, however, because they were from different parts of society, they had to sit in different areas. So they had to talk about the play on the way home. They go see Richard III, they start walking home, they argue about one of the actresses, the doctor loved her, Ralph did not. It turns into an insult party on the doctor's fiance back home in Jersey. So the two get pissed off, they go their separate ways. Ralph Isaacs put something in a paper about what a disgrace the doctor is to the city of Charleston. He's not from here. He's taking all their money. The doctor rebuttals with, let's settle it in Dueler's Alley. So they come down here.
the doctor was probably on his side because his house is that way, and Ralph is on that side. They take the 20 paces. They turn. The doctor points his gun in the air and shoots. He does not want to kill his friend. He only wanted to make the point. However, Ralph Isaacs takes two shots below the knees. The doctor drops to the ground. His friends pick him up, take him home to 59 Church Street, 1.4 miles away, where he dies 10 days later. It is said you can hear the whistling as you're walking through this alley. We're one block away from East Bay Street. You all heard how busy it was with motorcycles and all that. Without that humming air conditioner, listen how quiet it is. And no, I did not plan that. That was really cool. I got okay. So, you can either hear the whistling or you can hear gunshots. The first time I was here, it was bright and early in the morning. I did hear whistling, but I debunked it as some birds nearby. Couldn't see them, but it was just one of those things where it's like, I didn't have my audio to prove anything. So when we're listening to your audio, this is where you want to crank it up. So between the video and Tom's audio recorder, this is where we're going to try to really listen. So when we're walking through, we're going to kind of whisper to keep things down. Two cool things about this alley. Well, I already talked about the death gate that I like to call, but the bricks that you're standing on get older as you go on. These were replaced in the 1980s and 90s, okay? But the bricks down there were sun-dried by slave children. What does that mean? That means they literally had to turn bricks every hour because they didn't have brick ovens to bake them. So they were sun-dried. Their fingerprints and handprints are still in the bricks. I'm going to point to them. However, at the end of this alley is residential. So I'm going to point and I'm going to keep moving. So the next person that comes by points to the next person. There's one full handprint I'm going to point out to you guys. If you guys need a picture or a quick EMF. Now last night, two of my people decided to come back because they were getting things on the spirit box, and it got a little crazy. Like, we had all kinds of things. I don't normally get an EMF detection off of that handprint because who wants to be where they were asleep? Same thing with a cemetery. That's why I don't usually research a whole lot of cemeteries, because who wants to be where they're buried? They want to go where they're happy. That's why you hear the doctor down here. So this place is gorgeous. I love coming down here. If you guys get a chance to come down here in the morning, it's just like this, only you can sip your coffee in peace. It's beautiful. So.
That gate's cold.
What's that?
That gate's kind of cold.
Is it?
There's like patches of cold.
What's that? Your EMF is going to go off. Where you at, Tim? So your EMF's going to go off in the center of the alley. That's where the play light, the Footlight Players Club is. That's the actor studio for the production theater. They have all their equipment and lighting and all that stuff in there. It just makes that thing go back, so don't get upset. Okay? There's also a plaque in the center. Another great picture spot. Talks about when this was established as Philadelphia Alley. All right, guys. Let's take a walk. And this is a very peaceful, quiet walk down here. So you're going to lead the way.
We came here today and did exactly what you were saying. And we came here to check out. Yeah, let's come back. Our last audience. We were just sort of quiet. We were just talking about it. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Dad would never win a game.
Yeah.
those are finger guns? Not good. Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Guys, here's the full handprint. But I want to test it because I've never really looked at it. So you're going to be a big part of this.
the front of the building is now being turned into a wedding reception area. So it's three main wedding receptions.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be about $50,000 to get.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to have like a 10-star restaurant in there as well. Yep. It is.
And I knew by seeing that this building had big history.
Mm-hmm.
At some time. And he just, no wonder he did what he did.
Right.
How embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Pride.
So we get, well, I've had Pride come up here before. Fire, ship, gagging, hang. We get all kinds of, I had insects itching, which would have been the boll weevil. So honestly, too, have you guys heard of Pugin's Porch? Has anybody eaten there yet?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Okay.
It is one block of this one.
Lost it all.
I've been getting Zoe, the ghost that has that. She's been coming through as well. Her name is spelled C-O-E. Yeah. Normally you spell it with a Y, but she comes through with C-O-E. I just got the word stare when we were in Philadelphia out, pretty close to them. So I'm actually probably going to highlight that on your list. She fell down a flight of stairs. That's how she got.
Oh.
Zoe stairs. Her last name is Saint Amon.
Yeah, he did get himself into a lot of trouble.
He did get himself into a lot of trouble. So we're going to cross twice legally, and then we're going to walk alongside of the building. Keep in mind these are condos. And then we're going to go to the very front of the building and see what we can capture. This is a hit or miss. It's either going to be super active or super dead. No pun intended. All right. Water's right there. I mean, it's only going to have cooler air above us. I know heat rises, but again, odd situation. So I can almost debunk it. I'm going to keep testing it just to kind of see how it goes. We get a 20 to 25 degree drop. I'll know that it's going to do it.
What?
The spirit boxes are super active here.
That car?
Got Elizabeth coming down the alley.
Okay.
Or the road right there.
You get a lot of names here. A lot of it's male names. I don't have an Elizabeth unless there's one from Lodge Alley that we're still not that far away from. We're only one block away. Gave me that as soon as we came up here.
Is it torture? Is it a failure?
for his label, the brand, his dad's label, his dad's brand that he totally...
Or could have been labeled as a loser.
Yeah. See? That's what she said. Or I labeled him by saying, were you humiliated by...
Up in College Island?
So, how did you cut your
side? They bring it to College Island.
Ah,
that's Myrtle Beach area.
Oh, so the poor guy last night lied to you.
There's no Gray Man back
there. Oh,
jeez. Gray Man's up north. It's near Myrtle Beach.
Well, what's the story about the girl with the hoop skirt that stabbed her cane in the ground in the cemetery? Fell down, hit her head, and died.
He
said he was like a slave that saved the church.
An old black man that saved the church from burning.
Are spirits supposed to be still around?
Bessies? I haven't come across anything that's related to it, but... So again, I'm looking for the ship, fire, George, hot trade.
Or I was looking for it, or the tower.
What did you used to sell?
Always hard to hear, especially on a Friday or Saturday.
Actually, like more told you
the cars.
Feel so bad for him. He felt he had to do that.
I'm not getting anything either. All right, guys. Like I said, this is usually a hit or miss, so I'm gonna call it. I'll start collecting gadgets. I'll get you guys all my business card. You guys can ask other questions. Tell me what you thought. Hated it.
We liked it.
I think this was a pretty active tour, and I'm expecting to see a lot within all of the data afterwards. So, for those of you that booked, the main person booking, it'll be up to you to text the rest of your party the links. And if I come up with something specific, I'll put it on the main page's notes. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that first. I'm going to actually end it here. You guys will have an hour and